as parents, we're imperfect. We don't always get it right. We say things, do things, avoid things that miss the mark, and leave our kids missing something they need or want. But we also do a lot of things right. And the fact that we do miss sometimes makes those moments when we get it right so much more glorious. They stand out, and we remember them for our entire lives. For me, one of the things I got right was reading to each of our kids from the time they were born. I don't just mean every now and then curling up with a book. I mean, I read to the kids every night. If I was home, I sat down with them just before they went to sleep. It started small. Picture books, maybe 5 or 10 pages in very large print. It progressed to stories that would become favorites for them, like Stella Luna. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. And the Berenstain Bears. But the ones that are most vivid in my mind, the stories that had a huge impact, not just for our kids, but for me, were the Boxcar Children series. The series written by Gertrude Chandler Warner from just up the road in Putnam is a sequence of mystery stories surrounding 4 young children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny. Each book becomes a new mystery for the kids to solve. And like all really well-written mystery books, each volume of The Boxcar Children is a page-turner. Each chapter would leave off with a suspenseful question. Would they find the clue? Will they get out of the jam they're in? Will they finally figure out who done it? Each night I would read a chapter, and inevitably I would get that little voice saying back to me, "Just one more chapter, Daddy. Can't we just read one more to see what happens?" Sometimes we would, and sometimes it was just too late and we would need to hold off until the next night. I think as people, we all love a good mystery, don't we? We like to have a puzzle set out in front of us and try to guess ahead at what the real answers are. But we also like our mysteries neat and tidy. We like them finished by the end, tying up all the loose ends and answering all the open questions. When they don't, something inside of us is left uneasy, and maybe even a little angry. In their telling of the story of Easter, the other 3 Gospels do a great job of tying up all the loose ends. Each of the other 3 talk about the same beginning, the arrival at the tomb, the stone rolled away, the angel there to tell them, "Fear not." But the other 3 finish the mystery. They tell of those who came to the tomb going off and telling the disciples what they had witnessed. They close the loop for us. But not Mark. Mark ends the chapter in a very different way. Overcome with terror and dread, they fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Wait, what? They said nothing to anyone? But that doesn't give us our ending we were hoping for. Sure, we can read the translations today and continue on. After Jesus rose up early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and reported to the ones who had been with him, who were mourning and weeping. But even after they heard the news, they didn't believe that Jesus was alive and that Mary had seen him. But you see, this was added to the scripture later on. And even in its context, What took place between when they said nothing to anyone and when Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene? An incomplete ending. A mystery unsolved. And it left people in a very uncomfortable place. Here's where there is a huge difference between reading a fictional children's mystery and understanding Scripture. When we read a work of fiction, we start with the goal of reaching an ending. We set our sights on finishing the book. This was very apparent with our kids. When we would get to within two or three chapters at the end of the book, and the pleas not to stop grew much more passionate. We're so close to the end, Daddy. Please finish the story tonight. That's the goal. Finish the story. But this, God's word, is a very different thing. I don't know about you, but I don't want it to end. I want God's love and grace and peace to keep going on. So if we finish off the book with the death, the resurrection, and the ascension, what's left? Now what? In this week's Pulpit Fiction podcast, Reverend Eric Fissler shared something that I was both deeply impressed and very excited about. He pointed out that when translating from the Greek, the same root word for tomb is the root for the word memory. So when the three gathered and asked, who's going to roll the stone away from the tomb? It could also be translated as, who's going to roll away the stone from the entrance to our memories? Wow. Who is going to unseal the barrier between ourselves and all that Jesus represents? I suppose it could be me. I mean, I'm here each Sunday and revisiting the teachings of Jesus, sharing some perspective and insight. It could be the Bible itself, where you have the opportunity to go back and reread and contemplate the lessons shared. But no matter how much we may or may not want it, I can't possibly be here forever. And you can't either. So how does the teaching of Jesus go on now that he's no longer in the tomb? We have to stop jumping to the end of the story to get to the ending. We do it even here on Easter. We sing and shout, Alleluia, right from the start of service before we've even heard the story of the resurrection. We tell ourselves we know because of the flowers and the hymns, the gatherings and the plan that Easter happened and is here. We're jumping to the outcome before we even hear what happened first. We need to go through the emotions of not knowing the outcome, but trusting the journey. And it's scary. But we, brothers and sisters, are the next chapter of this page turner. And yes, just like those gathered at the tomb to find an empty slab and an angel, we are frightened. Just like those disciples hiding in a room for fear of being arrested and murdered for following Jesus, we are frightened. New life is like that. When we're about to get married, we're frightened. When we're about to become parents for the first time, we're frightened. When we land a new job that means moving clear across the country, we're frightened. These are moments of amazing joy, and yet we're afraid. And here we are on Easter Sunday, a moment of amazing joy, and yet we're still afraid. Because the script doesn't tell us how this all turns out. The script isn't done yet. Here's the thing. Jesus said what happened, and it happened. He told of a betrayal, a death sentence, of being denied three times, and of rising again. And most importantly, of establishing a way No, the way to enter the kingdom of God. Has the stone been rolled away from the entrance to your memories yet? Do you remember? Do you remember all that Jesus taught on how we are to live in community, on how we are to be humble and service-focused? That the way we will each see Jesus is by and through the way each of us follow his teachings and love. Forgive and faithfully serve the way that Christ did. In addition to the mysteries in the Boxcar Children series, there were also 21 specials in the series. Each one of these were written after Gertrude Chandler Warner's death. Gertrude's writing was done. But the story continued on because others picked up where she left off. Others picked up where she left off. They stayed true to the character and the message of the original author, but then added their own spin on what's next. We're doing the same thing with the experience Jesus offers us. We're staying true to Jesus' character and message, but putting our own spin on how we get there. As long as we are loving and serving and forgiving and living the way we were taught, we don't need the author of Mark to finish the story and solve the mystery. We can jubilantly celebrate Jesus' victory over the grave, committing to honor that moment with lives of Christian service that keep memories going. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Our salvation has been granted. Alleluia. We are reconciled and given new life to serve now and forevermore. Alleluia. We are writing the next chapter in the mystery of our faith, and it just may be the best one yet. Amen.